You are listening to Manga Sense.
よう皆さん、マングスディポッドキャストへウェルカムです。聞いてくださってありがとうございます。Thank you so much for coming. Today, we're going to be talking about some... I crack myself up, guys. I really, really do. Okay, today we're talking about お base to verb ください。So this here is the honorific version. So now there's a main difference here that we need to talk about. What's the difference between an honorific versus humilitative is kind of touchy for a lot of people because it's kind of difficult to understand. But let's put it in the most simple way. Whoever verbing, we want to make them feel the most comfortable, right? So if someone says, here, please eat this, they're going to either try to speak up to you, speak across to you, or speak down to you. Now, that doesn't mean they're good or better than gooder, better or worse than you. It's simply identifying age and status in a particular linguistic society. So we're going to try to show people the equivalent amount of respect that's given to them. If we want someone to do something and ask someone to do something, we want to be polite to them. So if you want to ask someone to pass the salt, ah,塩を取ってください. Please pass the salt. 塩 is salt. 塩を is the object marker. 取る is to pass. 取ってください. However, if you want to ask somebody to do something in an even more polite circumstance, for example, if you want to ask someone to do something that may be slightly uncomfortable with, you may phrase it in a more polite way. And that's what I'm going to teach you today. The way to do that is by adding o, the honorific marker o, not wo, but o. If you can't hear the difference, make sure you listen to it again. It is o, not wo. The wo, 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 wo. So you want to have o there, not wo. It's not the object marker, it's o, like a, I, u, e, o. So o, whatever it is, so in this case, we're going to ask them to pass the salt again. So 取る becomes base 2, so we're going to put that 取り, so 取ります, right? So it's going to be in the same context. If you're thinking about it as mas form, if you don't know what the base 2 means, check out my website, manga-sensei.com/30days, and then you're going to add ください, ください, お取りください, 塩をお取りください. Now, you're going to want the intonation to go down on this from speaking from a pedagogical standpoint. You're going to say, ah, お取りください. お取りください is please, as the most humiliative way I can say it. Please, or honorific, let's not get those confused. It's honorific because who's verbing? Okay. I'm asking them to pass the salt. So I'm going to try to raise them up. Okay. I want to make them feel more and more important. So I'm going to say, お取りください. If I want them to please read this book, and I'm just wholeheartedly recommending something, I might say, ah, これを聞きください. Please listen to this. これをお読みください. お読み, お読む, becomes お読み, and then we're going to say, because it's 読む, so 読みください. Now, this is particularly important, because I want to make sure that people are always feeling comfortable. The purpose of fluency is not to make you feel comfortable, make your Japanese sound super duper awesome. The whole purpose of it, honestly, is to make the listener feel comfortable. So try and make the listener feel good about something. So in this case, we're going to try and make them feel good about using お取りください or お見ください or you actually don't say お見ください. There's another verb for that. It's called ご覧. ご覧ください. It's actually ご覧になってください, but it's different. Like, don't worry about that right now. There's a couple of random verbs that have like their own special word to make you like, do you know something becomes ご存知ないですか? ご存知ですか? So instead of お知りませんか? And so you want to make them feel comfortable, and this would be in something that you're trying very hard to make them comfortable. So it's not just like, please pass the salt. That might be a bad example. But if you're asking someone to be like, please speak now at the podium last second, and I want to make you feel comfortable. お話しください. Or I want to make them feel, I want to honor them in front of a crowd. So I may, お聞きください. Please honorifically listen. I'm making you sound honorific. I'm not humiliating myself, humilitizing, whatever it is. I'm not lowering myself. I'm raising them up. Okay. That's the difference. Instead of putting them on the third step, I'm making a new fourth step and I'm sticking them on top. Okay. So that's something to keep in mind. I wouldn't use this all the time, but I would use it in situations where you're trying to make them feel very comfortable or honestly, just show off, guys. There's a time to show off in Japanese, and that's one of them. So make sure you try that out. And remember to make some mistakes. Omachigai kudasai. Right? So please make some mistakes. I will catch you guys next time here on the podcast. And remember, if you want to ask me a Japanese question, then go ahead and hit me up on Patreon or on Instagram and ask me a question. I'm always open for questions, and I answer them pretty damn quick. So we'll check that out. Until next time, remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent. So let's make mistakes. Till then, Janne.